Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Reitfeldt, the CEO of I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm very well, Kemp. And how are you?
I'm good. I've caught you at your headquarters in Belgium. I wanted to catch up with you in light of Donald Trump being elected president. We'll get to that in just a minute. For background, most people know I4F is one of the three intellectual property companies in the flooring business. And you're best known for your drop lock mechanical locking system. Tell us, how's business?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I would say we have a reasonable good year. We all know that the flooring industry doesn't have best year. We have been focusing a lot on strengthening our other technologies than only the drop lock to see if we can create more excitement to get sell through. But all in all, I would say we cannot complain. One quarter is better than the other, but we have been able to muscle through.
Well, I wanted to talk to you in light of Donald Trump being elected and with his threat to raise these tariffs on Chinese goods. I need to preface why we're talking. You are a global company and you license this technology from factories all over the world. And as a result of these licenses, you kind of get to know what the production level is because they pay you a royalty and where the product is bound, what country it's going to. So tell us what you think the lay of the land might be after Donald Trump becomes president as far as what's going to happen with Chinese made goods and where the products that might have been coming to the U.S. might go?
This is a very good and a very important question. Over decades, you see, of course, different changes. You see different governments, you see raw material prices changing. You're always dependent on movements and how countries, you know, think about each other and what kind of actions they do. But I would say in more general terms, normally when a product group matures, like the LVT category has done over the last years, you see normally movements towards a certain consolidation. And so already for, I would say, several years, you see that factories are starting basically in most of the different regions. And we have seen developments in Europe. We have seen developments in Vietnam, in Cambodia, Turkey. We see now more and more in Thailand. Parallel to this development of manufacturing, of course, the end markets have also developed. Chinese local market will develop further and will be an important market, maybe over time a bigger market than the U.S. currently is. Europe has followed the development. U.S. was first. So you get a kind of a new landscape in terms of who is delivering whom and where do they focus on. And we have seen already that there's been more production in the United States themselves that will probably, you know, be a little bit more forward if this would happen.
Let's run through some stats that I just was looking at. Santo Tresivia was just given some recent data, and I'm pretty sure this is first half of 24, but it's roughly saying that in the LVT category, still 49% of what's sold in the U.S. comes out of China at this point. The United States is the earliest adapter of LVT. So as far as market share, there's more LVT sales going on than because Europe was a later adapter. They still kind of like laminate flooring.
Yeah.
So yeah, you were telling me in a conversation we had earlier that you felt like that what was being made in China, should these tariffs be raised, would be focused more on Canada, Mexico, and Europe, and that what the U.S. would end up consuming in addition to what's made domestically would be coming out of these other Asian countries that are south of China, right?
Yeah, Asian countries, Mexico, Europe. There's also more and more supply coming out of Europe into the United States. You know, these are mostly all entrepreneurs. So yeah, it is the task of an entrepreneur. I think this is a development you see already for, you know, I would say even 2 years.
All right. Well, I know that's what a lot of people are interested in. Give us an update on this whole Uyghur situation, the customs lockdown on products that were coming out of those regions in China that had been isolated. Is that still a problem?
To be honest, I don't think so. This is also, of course, we are a technology company, Kemp, so we follow, you know, these things without knowing, you know, all the ins and outs. Eh? We deliver the technologies which are on those products. But I would say already for quite some time, I have not heard anything in that direction anymore. Also, that has, you know, normalized in a situation where you know, supply chain is smooth, I will say.
All right. So looking toward the future, what do you think business conditions are going to be for us in 25?
Yeah, it's actually very difficult to give forecasts because they have been consistently wrong over the last years of what the market is. Because as you may recall, Kemp, I would say all the institutes who measure flooring sell-through were optimistic that the second half of 24 would be already a lot more positive. It didn't happen. Because, of course, we are dependent also on other geopolitical situations in the world. I think next year will still be not a year where I expect strong growth. Of course, within the different product category, you'll probably see some differences. I still think in the LVT category, there will be a slight growth. But it will be not a year where the market will boom. If you look to all the influencing indicators, interest rate, the renovation bump, which is coming up more in the US. Yeah, expectations are that after quite some weak years, which is now the third year in a row, 3.5 in 26 and 27, market will bounce back with more solid, robust growth. We have been spoiled also to a certain extent. You know, with market numbers were big growth in normal mature industries. You know, if I talk about the LVT category, I think we need to emphasize quality as priority number one, because of course there has been a big growth. There are many manufacturers, competitive movements, but at the same time to make sure that this product category will further grow, because I think there will be a net growth time in the years 26 to 28. We need to make sure that the consumer stays interested in the product. And that is for innovations. And of course, we try to contribute to that and the pure quality of the production itself. So that we also try to play a role in terms of helping the customers to optimize their performances.
Okay, John. Well, I appreciate you talking to our listeners and give us a little insight on what could happen in light of potentially increasing tariffs. Again, been talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO of I4F. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.